This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, farmers could face growing uncertainty as trade policies under the Trump administration reshape U.S. ag unpredictably. While some measures may be intended to protect American farmers, they could also trigger retaliatory tariffs and market disruptions that make it harder to compete globally. At the same time, other policies that Trump promotes might not deliver the benefits he's expecting, raising questions about the real impact on the U.S. ag trade. We'll talk about some of those concerns and some of the things that they're hoping the administration watches carefully right after this.
Local research, real results. Join the Iowa Soybean Association for an Innovation to Profit meeting near you to discover how cutting-edge research impacts profitability in your area. Meetings will take place in Sheffield on February 18th, Storm Lake on February 20th, Afton on February 25th, and Washington on February 27th. Engage with fellow farmers and explore trial results, conservation benefits, cost-share opportunities, and more. Register for Innovation to Profit today by visiting iasoybeans.com. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers.
Ag policy experts and industry organizations are urging the president to proceed cautiously, emphasizing the need to balance his trade agenda with the realities of the global market. Many are calling on him to heed the advice of his ag secretary, who could help navigate policies that achieve his goals without unintended harm to farmers. Among those voicing concerns is former NCGA CEO John Doggett, who highlights key priorities that should be top of mind as the administration shapes its approach to the ag trade.
I think taking advantage of the programs that are in front of us are very, very important. And so making sure that those funds and those programs have some continuity and people can depend on them, I think that's very, very important. Secondly, what are we going to do about trade? 96% of the world's population lives outside the shores of the U.S., and we've expanded trade, but we need to expand it a lot more. Lastly, what are we going to do about labor? And you can't go in many places in this country and not see help wanted signs. And so what are we going to do about processing those hogs and that cattle and chickens? What are we going to do about harvesting crops? What are we going to do about milking cows? Those are all questions that are being raised, and we're going to have to deal with them. And we're going to have to deal with them with a long-term objective in mind.
Maintaining and expanding climate-smart ag programs is also a critical priority, as they play a key role in keeping U.S. farmers competitive in the global marketplace. While the administration hasn't always been a strong advocate for these practices, pulling back on the efforts could lead to an economic and environmental setback, with many trading partners prioritizing sustainability. Failing to support those programs could make it harder for the U.S. farmers to access key markets.
That's the kind of thing you hear from developed countries, but the undeveloped countries, the countries that are not nearly as far along, that isn't a question they're asking, but I think that they could be asking that soon, and I think maybe they are going to be working on their climate smart programs as well. There's going to be some opportunities here to expand markets, to have different revenue streams coming into that farm or ranch that will help us be more viable, and I think that's really, really important.
Doggett urges producers to stay in contact with their local USDA offices to keep ahead of the situation.
I would say go into your local USDA office and find out what's available at that office, what kind of technical expertise is there, what kind of programs are they looking at. Talk to your land-grant university. There's a lot of really great research being done at land-grant universities now on climate smart ag, and there's just a wealth of information and data and things that people can take and use.
Farmers are reminded to stay informed and engaged to protect their interests in a shifting global market. By advocating for balanced policies and maintaining climate smart programs and staying connected with USDA resources, they can better navigate the challenges ahead. For Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Dustin Huffman.